我们先从有点祷告。
Let's have a prayer together first.
主，我们的心在这里仰望你。
Lord, hear our hearts look to thee.
因着你自己的怜悯，我们蒙保守到了今天。
Because of thine own mercy, we have been kept till today.
在你拣选的恩典的中间，你是何等的乐意把你的荣耀和丰富毫无保留地赏赐了给我们。
And in the grace of thy choice, how you desire to give to us your glory and richness without any reservation.
并且到了时候，你要把我们接到与你面对面的荣耀里。
And in due time, you receive us to see thee face to face in glory.
主啊，我们称颂你，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise and thank thee.
因为这一切完全是根据你自己的定义。
Because all this is according to thy will.
是你自己做了起头。
That thou have begun this good work.
你也做了过程里边的点点滴滴。
And you also do all the bits and pieces in the process.
末了还把我们带进那个荣耀的结局。
And in the end, you lead us to completion of that glorious result.
主啊，我们说我们这些不配的人如此的蒙恩。
Lord,
实在是何等的大事。
Lord, we say indeed this is such a great thing for us who are unworthy to be blessed with such grace.
主啊，所以我们到你面前来的时候，我们切切地求你把一个非常非常明亮的心思赏赐给我们。
So Lord, as we come into thy presence, we do ask that you give us a very, very clear heart.
让我们紧紧地握住你所做成的一切和你所应许的一切。
So that we'll tightly grasp on to what you have promised and what you have completed.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
眼见的环境可以在那里改变。
Though the circumstances that are seen with the eye can change.
但是你的作为却没有受影响。
But thy work is never affected.
你怎样定规，你就怎样成全。
How you have willed, you will complete.
我们向你低头敬拜。
We bow our head and worship thee.
晚上我们再次一同来寻求你的时候。
Tonight as we come to seek before thee.
求主借着你所说的话，如今向我们再说。
Lord, through thy spoken word, speak to us again.
把你要向人说的话，也说到我们的里面。
Speak within us the words that you want to speak to us.
说到我们里面明亮，外面刚强。
Speak to that we are.Strengthen within, and that we are strengthened without.
在这密云满布的环境的中间，我们仍然是昂首上前。
But even in this condition, when there is overcast, we will still, with our heads lifted high, go forward.
我们仰望。
We look to thee.
主啊，晚上这段时间，你眷顾我们。
Look after us in this evening's time.
把你的话显明给我们。
That you would manifest thy word to us.
但愿我们在你面前，我们能看见你所要我们看见的。
In thy presence, may we see what you want us to see.
能领会你要我们领会的。
That we will understand what you want us to understand.
我们仰望你。
We look to thee.
谢谢我们的主。
Lord, we thank thee.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.我们接着要看帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章了。
I will continue on with 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
我们看到前后书第一章的末了。
And as we looked into 2 Thessalonians, the end of chapter 1,
我们看到一个非常荣耀的事实。
We can see a very glorious fact.
那就是有一天。
And that is one day.
我们的主要显现。
Our Lord will appear.
那因着神儿女们的准确的跟随。
And because the children of God have followed accurately.
准确的跟随。
That they follow correctly.
有一个事实就显明出来。
There is a fact that is manifested.
那就是主的名在我们中间得着荣耀。
And that is the name of our Lord will be glorified in our midst.
我们也在主里面。得了荣耀。
And we will also be glorified in him.
那是后书第一章末了那一节所给我们看到的。
And that is the last verse we can see in chapter 1.
我们中文圣经是翻成我们的主在我们身上得荣耀。
In the Chinese translation, it is that the Lord's name will be glorified upon us.
我们也在他身上得荣耀。
And that will be glorified because of him.
但是原来的意思给我们看见。
But the original meaning shows us.
是主在我们中间得荣耀，在我们里面得荣耀。
Is that the Lord will be glorified in us.
我们是在主里面得荣耀。
And that will be glorified in him.
弟兄姊妹，你留意这个，我们在主里面。
Lord, pay attention, brothers and sisters, pay attention to this.
主在我们里面。
That we're in the Lord and the Lord is in us.
这一个是将来整个荣耀显明出来的那一个。
And this is the background in those days when the glory will be manifested. And that is also the foundation for that matter to be manifested.
但这一个基础呢,
But in this foundation,
乃是根据,
it's based upon
父神和主耶稣基督的那一个恩典。
The grace of God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
说得更准确一点。
To be more accurate.
那是根据父神和主耶稣基督的旨意。
It is based upon the will of God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
这一个永远的旨意作为一个恩典来显明在我们的身上。
And in this eternal will, it is manifested and shown to us in this matter of His grace.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为这是他自己的定义。
Because this is his own will.
我们虽然经过许多的挣扎。
Though we have gone through many struggles.
我们也有过许许多多的软弱和跟不上。
And we have many weaknesses that we cannot follow on.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
因着这是神自己的定义。
Because this is God's own will.
这一个荣耀的事实，终景要在我们身上显明。
This glory of fact will nevertheless at the end manifest upon us.
也让我们去承受这一个荣耀的结局。
And that we can also be recipients of this glorious result.
那么现在来到第二章了。
Now as we enter into chapter 2.
那当保罗好像把弟兄们在那个困苦当中的站立带到那个荣耀的指望中的时候。
It seems as if Paul leads the brethren who are in much hardship and difficulty into the center of that glorious hope.
一到了第二章，好像话语就转了一个方向。
Right away, as we enter into chapter 2, the words change directions.
但事实上并不是转了那个方向。
But the facts are the direction is still the same.
而是提到
But it mentions
当这一个荣耀的结局显明出来以前
that before this glorious fact is manifested,
神的儿女们所必定面对的一种经历
one of the experiences that the children of God must face,
也可以说就是那个荣耀显出的那个过程的里边的一些很明确的事实
in other words, some of the things that will manifest in this process before that glory is appearing.
那我们先念两节看一看。
Let's first read two verses.
他说弟兄们论到我们主耶稣基督降临和我们到他那里聚集我劝你们无论有灵有言语有冒我名的书信说主的日子现在到了不要轻易动心也不要惊慌人不去用什么法子你们总不要被他诱惑，因为那日我们就先读到这里。
Now we read from verse 1 to the first half of verse 3. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, nor be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, or by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand, let no man deceive you by any means.
那丢着你就看到。
Then you can see, brothers and sisters.
当这个荣耀的结局摆在前头，叫我们很受吸引的时候。
As that glorious end is placed before us to compel us.
圣灵就借着保罗指出一个问题。
The Holy Spirit through Paul points out this problem for us.
这个路到达那个终结的路上面有许许多多的挣扎。
On this way to the glorious end, there are many struggles.
心思上的挣扎。
There are struggles in our mind.
灵里面的挣扎。
There are struggles in our spirit.
那保罗为什么说出这样的话呢？
Now why does Paul say these words?
那我们先注意保罗说这个话的时候的那一个背景。
Then let us first take note in the background which Paul says these words.
当保罗把前书写去给帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹。
As Paul writes 1 Thessalonians to the brethren there.
回答他们关于那么那些在主里面睡了的圣徒他们将来怎样
？To answer the question in regards to the saints which are asleep, what will happen to them?
就引出圣灵借着保罗说了许多关乎圣徒被提的事。
Then the Holy Spirit leads Paul to speak of many things regarding the saints being raptured.
但我们看到死亡不是神儿女们的终结
，which leads us to see that death is not the end for the children of God.
肉身的死亡只不过让神的儿女们在那里睡一觉。
Death in the body is only for the children of God to sleep.
在那里等着那个荣耀的日子来到。
To await for that glorious day to come.
所以因此，不必为着一些已经在主来以前。就离世的弟兄姊妹们担上一个重担。
Therefore, we need not to bear a heavy burden for the saints who have already gone away before the Lord returns.
并且也因着这个荣耀的前途，我们如今该如何的预备等候？接受那一天。
And also because of just the glorious hope placed before us, how we should be watchful and prepare to await to receive that day.
那这些话叫弟兄姊妹们得激励。
So these words encourage the brothers and sisters.
也得安慰。
And comforted them.
因为保罗在圣灵的引导的底下，很重的提醒弟兄们，常把被提的这一个指望作为我们的劝慰。
Because Paul, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, continues to remind us that this glorious hope is to be our encouragement and comfort.
这被提这个事情
And upon this matter of rapture,
包括了已睡的圣徒他们的复活
includes the resurrection of the saints which are asleep,
活着还存留的身体改变
as well as those who live and remain that their bodies be transformed
都在神复活的大能的里头被提接到空中与主相遇
they both are under the might and power of the resurrection of God to be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air
神的话语是那么清楚的出来了
the word of God is manifested so clearly
但是我们读后书的时候呢
but as we read 2 Thessalonians
我们就发现一件事是
we discover a fact
当神的话语出来那样叫神的儿女们得劝慰的时候
as God's words are manifested to comfort and encourage the children
仇敌的拆毁也跟踪而来
The enemy's destruction follows.
从前帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹们没有那一种的心思上的骚扰
Previously, the brethren in Thessalonica was not disrupted in this way in the heart.
但是好像接到了前书以后就产生了一种心思上的骚扰
But it seems as if after they received 1 Thessalonians,Their heart was disrupted.
这个心思上的骚扰不是出于他们自己。
And this disturbance in their heart is not from themselves.
乃是出于什么人我们不知道。
But we don't know who it came from.
但是有一件事情我们知道。
But we know one thing for sure.
那是出于仇敌的抵挡。
It is from the opposition of the enemy.
当神的儿女们在那里享用劝慰的时候。
As the children of God enjoying the encouragement and comfort.
撒旦的手就插进来了。
The hand of Satan
intervened. 要叫神的儿女们从受劝慰的光景落到失去安息的那一种地步。
So that as the children of God is being encouraged and comforted, they will lose their peace and rest.
那所以我们就看到在前书和后书当中的这一段的时间里边。
So we can see in this time period between 1 and 2 Thessalonians.
在帖撒罗尼迦教会的 这个地方就有人发出这样的言论来。
In this place, the Church of the Thessalonians, people come up with this thought.
他说你看
They say, look,
我们那么长久一直受着各种各样的患难。
For so long, we have been persecuted in this way.
都这些患难都没有停止。
And these persecutions did not stop.
甚至变本加厉。
And in fact, they grew worse.
很可能
Very possibly,
我们的主来了。
Our Lord has already come.
我们的主已来了。
Our Lord already came.
因为当他们一想到主来的时候
Because when they think about the Lord's return,
那就很自然的应该就是说我们要被接到荣耀里。
Very naturally, they would think of the fact that they would be received into glory.
那这个是正常的反应。
And that's a very natural response.
但是因着眼见的环境好像没有叫他们看到这一个。
But because of the external circumstances, that was not seen by them.
我们现在所面对的。
What we face then.
我们每天所忍受的。
All the persecutions we endure every day.
仍然是那些对人对我们信主的人的
are still the harm which those who don't believe give to us.
践踏,
and they trample upon us.
对付,
and they deal against us.
把许多难担的担子加给我们,
and they give us so much heavy burden upon us.
那为什么会是这样?
Why is it this way?
很可能,
it's very possible.
主来了,
the Lord came.
我们这些人,
and for us,
给主忘记了。
And the Lord has forgotten us.
主没有纪念我们。
He did not remember us.
因为他们记得一件事。
Because they know one thing.
主一来。
When the Lord comes.
地上就有灾难。
There will be tribulation on earth.
但现在我们天天在那里面对灾难。
But now we're facing tribulation every day.
主也没有把我们就拔脱离这个灾难。
Yet the Lord did not deliver us from these tribulations.
这些灾难也不知道什么时候才会减轻或者是会停止。
And we don't know when these tribulations will grow lighter or stop.
只有一个可能。
Only one possibility. The Lord came.
但主把我们忘记了。
Yet he has forgotten us.
弟兄姊妹们，这样的一个心思送进了帖撒罗尼迦弟兄姊妹们的思想里。
Brothers and sisters, such a mind and thought was delivered into the hearts of the Thessalonian brethren.
所以他们就感觉苦恼。
So they are disturbed.
他们就感觉惊恐了。
They are frightened.
他们就会想到。
They would think.
难道真的是我们给主忘记了吗？
Would it be possible that we have been truly forgotten by our Lord?
把我们撇下了不管了吗？
That the Lord has left us behind.
那不然的话，为什么我们还是长久在这个患难的当中呢？
Otherwise, why would we be in this prolonged tribulation?
那就是他。帖撒罗尼迦教会当时在心思上所受到的一个难处。
This is a difficulty of the Thessalonian brethren at that time.
我不知道是送信的人把前书信送到那边去以后，回来就把他们的光景告诉保罗，或者是说他们后来，又写了信给保罗，提到这样的情形，我们不很准确的。
Now we cannot accurately know how this came about. Was the one who delivered the letter to them immediately came back to tell Paul of their condition, or that after the letter was discovered, delivered?
但是神让保罗知道他们的光景。
Later they wrote to Paul of their condition.
所以保罗就写了这个后书。
But God revealed to Paul their condition.
主要就是为了要叫他们不要给这一种不在真理里的那些传讲。
Therefore, Paul wrote 2 Thessalonians for them not to be disturbed by this sayings that are not in truth. So, in the beginning of chapter 2, it enters this topic.
弟兄们啊,
Brethren,
论到我们主耶稣基督降临,
now we beseech you by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him.
用什么就显然就是和前书第四章里面所提到的背提的事情。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is very clearly united with the matter in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 about rapture.
他们在前书里头 认识了被提的事。
In 1 Thessalonians, they know about this matter of rapture.
也在被提的事上受了安慰。
And they were comforted and encouraged in this matter of rapture.
但是马上仇敌的骚扰就让他们有一种说不出来的为难。
But immediately the disturbances of the enemy would cause them to have an inexpressible hardship.
既然主要来接我们
Since the Lord will come receive us.
但是我们现在还没有看见主来接我们
But yet now we have not seen the Lord come to receive us. We're still in tribulation.
他们就苦恼
Then they are sorrowful.
保罗就告诉他们
Paul tells them.
论到主的降临
Now we beseech you by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
和我们到他那里去聚集
And by our gathering together unto him.
但是我劝弟兄们
I beseech you, brethren.
不管有灵有言语有冒保罗的名的书信说主的日子现在到了
That neither by spirit or by word or by letter as from us, that the day of Christ is at hand.
不要轻易动心，也不要惊慌。
Do not be soon shaken in mind or be troubled.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们没有看见这个他们当时的那个光景的时候。
Now, brothers and sisters, before we actually look into their condition at that time,
我们先来留意保罗在这里所提到的那个被提的事情。引我们注意到一些该注意的事情。
Let us first pay attention to some of the things that Paul mentions here regarding the matter of rapture, which we ought to take note of.
不过这个不是在帖撒罗尼迦后书的那个主题上头的。
But this is not on the theme of 2 Thessalonians.
但是是因着所提到的话而引起我们也岔出去留意一下的。
But because of the words mentioned here, we have to go off tangent a bit to take note of this.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
第一节里边就说。
In verse 1 it says,
弟兄们，论到我们的主耶稣基督降临。
Brethren, as to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ,
和我们到他那里去聚集。
And our gathering together unto him.
那这个是被提。
That is rapture.
但这个被提啊
But this rapture,
那个过程是怎样呢
What is that process like?
前书就说了一个比较细的过程
In 1 Thessalonians gives us a more detailed account.
但是在后书的却说出了一个总的过程
But here in 2 Thessalonians, it gives us the summary.
那被提是什么呢
What is rapture?
被提就是主从天上来
The summary of rapture is that the Lord comes from the heaven.
我们从地上到主那里去
and will be taken from earth to the Lord
那就是我们的主下来
that's our Lord would come down
我们就上到主那里去
and will be brought up to the Lord
他下来
he will come down
我们上去
and we will go up
相遇在空中
and will meet in the air
那弟兄姊妹们这个是这里所说的那个当时被提的那一个总的情形。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is a summary of the situation of rapture that's mentioned here.
那是我们到主哪里去
？We'll go to where the Lord is.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们记得我们的主说
，We remember our Lord saying，
我们在地上聚会的时候
，as we gather together on earth，
是我们在聚会。
As we gather,
主到我们中间来
the Lord comes into our midst.
那等到被提的时候呢
But as we're raptured,
这个次序就翻过来了
Now this order is reversed.
主在空中那里
As our Lord is in the air,
我们就到他那里去
Then we'll be caught up to where he is.
那在我们还在地上的时候
As we're on earth,
是主到我们中间来
The Lord comes into our midst.
主在空中的时候
As the Lord is in the air,
是我们到他哪里去
We'll be gathered unto him.
那虽然这个事情 好像是两件事
And though these seem to be two different things,
但是弟兄姊妹你留意
But brothers and sisters, pay attention.
如果我们细细的去注意一下
Now if we pay attention in detail,
在新约圣经里边
In the New Testament,
说到聚集
When it talks about gathering,
如果我没有记错的话
If I did not remember incorrectly,
新约圣经里边说到这样的聚集
，In the New Testament, when it speaks of such gathering,
只说了两次
，Only recorded twice.
一次在马太福音十八章
，Once is in Matthew chapter 18.
就是说到在地上有人两三个人在那奉我的名聚会，我就在他们中间。
It speaks of the fact that when one or two are gathered in my name, I will be in their midst.
这就是刚才我说的，我们聚会主到我们中间来。
And that's the fact when I was speaking of when we're gathered together in His name, the Lord comes into our midst.
现在这里说的我们到主那里去聚会。
But here it speaks of our gathering before the Lord.
那这是也是一个聚会。
It is also a gathering.
但是这样的聚会。
But such gathering,
在新约圣经里边就是提到的这么两次。
I only mentioned twice in this fashion in the New Testament.
那因此我们就有要留意到一件很严肃的事情。
Therefore, we have to pay attention to something very serious.
那就是今天我们在地上的聚会。
That is our gathering on earth today.
和那天在天上的聚会有没有关联
？And the gathering on that day in heaven, are there any relationship?
如果没有关联，那我们可以不必管它。
If there is no relationship, we don't need to be mindful of it.
如果这两个事情有关联，
But if these two things are related,
那我们就不能掉以轻心了。
Then we cannot be careless and neglected.
那事实上，我们细细的留意的时候，
Now the facts are, if we pay attention in detail, we can take note.
这两件事情是有关联的。
In fact, these two things are related.
这关联是什么呢？
What is the relationship?
那是一件事情的两端。
It is the two extremes of one thing.
你可以说一端是开始。
One is the beginning, you can say.
另一端是结局。
And the other is the result.
那这两件事就是这么一回事。
And these two things are in this way.
马太福音里面所提到的。
In Matthew, what is mentioned,
我们聚集
，as we gather，
主到我们中间来
，the Lord comes into our midst。
那主到我们中间来做什么呢
？What is His purpose of coming to our midst？
虽然马太福音不是讲到主到我们中间来的，是怎么回事
？Though in Matthew does not speak of the situation when He comes into our midst，
但是主却说出一个是很宝贵的事情。
But He does say this very precious fact。
他说你们。地上若有两三个人奉我的名聚会
，It says that when two or three are gathered in my name，
我就在他们中间
，I am in their midst。
那主就来到他们中间
，So the Lord comes to their midst。
那主来到他们中间做什么呢
？And so what does the Lord do as He gathers in their midst？
主没有再说
，Even though the Lord did not continue on，
但是我们晓得
，But we know。
做一个主的同在
，This presence of the Lord in this way，
做一个主在我们当中。
This presence of the Lord in our midst
就叫我们经历到主的真实
allows us to experience the trueness of our Lord
经历到主的丰富
experience His richness
经历到主的荣耀
experience His glory
也经历到主的恩惠和怜悯
as well as experience His grace and mercy
那弟兄姊妹们换一句话来说
in other words, brothers and sisters
那就是借助我们在地上的聚会
that is through our gathering on earth
到我们中间来的时候
the Lord comes into our midst
就让我们去经历他自己
allows for us to experience himself
去认识他自己
to know himself
因此就更明确的更准确的去跟随我们的主
therefore even more clearly and more evidently we can follow our Lord
让主在父神的旨意里面所要做的一切都做成在我们的身上
so that the Lord can do all that is in the will of God the Father and complete it upon us
那这个是马太十八章里边所提到的主到我们的聚会来。
Now that is what's mentioned in Matthew 18 when the Lord comes into our midst as we gather.
那为了什么呢
？For what？
因为我们在地上的年日是相当蛮长的一段日子。
Because the days of our life on earth is quite long.
这个我们不是指着我们这些个别的人。
Now when we say we is not us individually.
这个我们乃是指着整个的教会。
Now we is the corporate church.
因为我们读马太十八章的时候，你读读读读就读到教会出来了。
Because in Matthew 18, as you read, you will read out the church.
那弟兄姊妹应该记得那里的话。
Brothers and sisters, you should remember the words there.
如果弟兄跟你过不去，
if you have
你趁着
If the, you have something against the brother,
你趁着他一个人的时候，你跟他说明彼此饶恕。
When he is by himself, that you can speak with him and you will forgive one another.
如果他不听
，if he does not listen,
他不肯
，he's not willing to repent.
你就另外多带几个人去做见证， 为了是要把它挽回过来。
You'll bring more with you as a testimony so that in order to restore him.
如果他还是不听，
if he is still unwilling to listen,
那你就去告诉教会。
Then you can go tell the church.
弟兄们，你看到。
Brothers and sisters, you see.
从马太十八章那里你看看看看就看出教会来。
From Matthew 18, as you read on, then you can read out the church.
你看出教会的时候。
And when you see the church.
你就看到奉主的名聚会，我就在他们中间的那个事实。
Then you realize the facts, as we gather in his name, then he will come into our midst.
那丢这里就很容易体会得到。
Very easily, then you understand.
主在我们中间。
As the Lord is in our midst.
要解决我们。所有属灵的难处。
He will solve all our spiritual difficulty.
而引我们进入他的丰富。
And to lead us into his richness.
那目的在哪里呢？
Where's the purpose?
目的就是等到有一天。
The purpose is that one day.
他来的时候。
As he comes.
我们能以丰丰富富的进到主的荣耀里。
That we will enter abundantly into the Lord's glory.
满了喜乐的。来到他的面前。
That we can come full of joy into his presence.
那这个就是帖撒罗尼迦后书二章里面所说的，我们到他那里去。
Now this is what's mentioned here in 2 Thessalonians, that we will be gathered unto him.
那是刚才我说。
So I say,
从主到我们当中来。
From the Lord coming into our midst.
一直到我们到他那里去。
Until that we're gathered unto him.
这中间的这一段的时间。
This process in between.
乃是主要借着各种各样的环境来造就我们进入生命上的成熟。
It's the Lord through various situations is to edify us so that we'll enter into the maturity of life.
这也就是彼得后书里面第一章里面所提到的。
And that is also what's mentioned in 1 Peter chapter 1.
我们的神是愿意看见我们是丰丰富富的进入
That our God is willing to see us enter abundantly into His kingdom.
那因此，当我们读到这一个被提的事情
，So as we read this matter of rapture here,
我们的着眼点不是单单在被提的那一刻
，Our focus is not merely at the moment when we are caught up,
而是怎么在那里预备好被提的那一种光景
，But should be how we should prepare ourselves for the condition of rapture.
正像前书一样
，Just as First Thessalonians,
一提到被提的事情
，When it mentions about the matter of rapture,
整剩下的经文都告诉我们怎么预备等候被提。
The remaining passage encourages how do we await for this matter of rapture.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当我们了解到这一点的时候
，When we notice this point,
你就发觉了
，You discover
为什么撒旦的那一个拆毁那么快就显露在帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹们当中。
Why is it then the destruction of the enemy would so quickly manifest upon the children of Thessalonica?
前书跟后书所相隔的时间不会太长。
Now the period between 1st and 2nd Thessalonians will not be very long.
也许只不过是一两个月的时间。
It could be very well one or two months.
或者长一点。
Maybe a little bit longer.
这个我们不知道实际的那种情形。
We don't exactly know the situation.
但是我们晓得。
But we realize.
这两封书信相隔的时间并不太长。
These two epistles will not be separated by a very long period of time.
你看到前书所带给神儿女们的那个劝慰，刚显明一个作用。
You can just see the function of the encouragement and comfort that First Thessalonians gave to the children of God there.
仇敌的那个拆毁的手就。马上就伸进来。
And then the hand of destruction from the enemy immediately comes in.
由于这个事实
，Because of this fact，
我们也就体会得到属灵的征战是非常非常猛烈的。
We can come to realize the spiritual battle is extremely fierce.
有些时候我们感觉好像没有什么属灵的征战在进行着。
Sometimes we might feel there is no spiritual battle going on.
那只能说出是我们灵里面的感觉迟钝。
That only reflects the insensitivity of our spirit within.
这一个感觉的迟钝，并不能证实属灵的征战圆活了。
The dullness of our spirit within does not tell us the true fact that the spiritual battle is not fierce.
仇敌从来没有放过那些。迫切追求 主的神的儿女。
Now, the enemy has never forsaken persecution of those who follow the Lord with a pure heart.
我们若是实实在在的要追求在主里面长成，
If we truly want to pursue to mature in the Lord,
属灵的征战时刻在我们周围出现。
The spiritual warfare is always around us.
有些是很明显的，
Some may be very evident.
有些就不太明显，
And some may be hidden.
但是不管是明显的也好，不太明显的也好，
But regardless of evident or hidden,
背后的那一个抵挡是非常的猛烈的。
The opposition behind it is extremely fierce.
就是有一个目的在那里，
With only one purpose.
让我们在追求在基督里成长的路上得不着安息。
So that on our way to pursuit of maturity in Christ, we cannot have rest.
甚至要叫我们产生疑惑和退后。
That it would even cause us doubt and retreat.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
圣灵就借着保罗给帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹们又说了一些话。
The Holy Spirit through Paul speaks some more words.
保罗怎么告跟他们说的？
What does Paul say to them?
他说我劝你们。
He says, I beseech you.
这个劝是非常有力的劝。
Now, to urge them in this way is very powerful.
不是轻描淡写的在那里。
It is not very lightly touching the topic.
拍拍肩膀说，
that he would just say this casually. It's okay, it's fine.
不是这样。
No, it is not that way.
是很严肃的。
It's very serious.
我劝你们。
I urge you.
我劝你们。
I beseech you.
劝你们什么呢？
What am I urging you about?
要注意这个事。
You have to pay attention to this.
不管有灵，
whether in spirit,
有言语，
or by word,
有骂我名的书信，
or by letters from us,
说主的日子现在到了，
as that the day of Christ is at hand.
那弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你留意这里面保罗所说出的。
Pay attention to what Paul says.
有灵。
By spirit,
有言语，
by word,
有骂我名的书信，
by letters from us,
有灵，
spirit,
是在我们心思里面的，
is in our heart and mind,
或者是说，在整个那个环境的里面所造成我们一种的心思上的反应的，
or some reflection of our mind and thought because of the external circumstances, by word,
那就是在你周围的人里边有许多的话，
that is those surrounding you, they say much things.
有骂我名的书信，
or as letter as from us，
那就不仅是在本地围绕着你的那些人群的当中，
and so it's not only by word of those who surround you in your local place，
甚至在其他的地方，
but even in other places，
都有一些道理传到你们当中来，
there is some doctrine that is passed on to you，
甚至是签上保罗的名，
even as if they sign Paul's name，
这些道理是保罗给我们提出来的。
To say that these doctrines are taught to us by Paul.
保罗在这里就很明确地告诉他们。
Paul here tells them very clearly.
如果不管是灵也好，
regardless of spirit，
不管是人的言语也好，
or by the word of man，
不管是有冒我名的书信也好，
or even a false letter from me。
那弟兄姊妹们，你注意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
那个冒我名的那个帽子在。是中文圣经扎上去的。
Now, the translation of a false letter in the Chinese is added on.
原来就没有这个帽子的。
Now, in the Chinese, there is this, no this, to falsely put Paul's name on.
如果你把那个帽子拿掉。
Now, if you take away that word.
你就看到这个事情的严肃。
Then you can see the severity of this matter.
保罗在这里提到一件事情。
Even Paul mentions here.
如同他在加拉太书所提的那个那些话一个模样。
It is in the same fashion as the words he mentions in Galatians.
不管是有天上来的使者，
whether there is by principalities,
有别的人，
or others,
甚至是我们，
even us,
向你们传另外一个福音，
if we preach to you another gospel,
不是我们以前给你们所传提过的，
than the gospel which we already preached to you in the past.
这些人啊都要受咒诅。
These people will be cursed.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你在这里看到保罗。
Here you can see Paul.
他绝对没有把他自己放在一个地位上说，我说过的话才是准确。
He never puts himself in a position where he says only my words are accurate.
如果有一封信是我签字的，
If there is this letter that is signed by me,
来到你们中间说 主已经来了，主忘记你们了，主不纪念你们了。
That comes in your midst. I said, the Lord has already come. He has forgotten you. He has left you behind.
他就说有这样的事情发生。
If there is even such a letter,
你都不要相信。
Do not believe it.
为什么
？Why?
那我们就要回到前书里面去。
Then we have to return to 1 Thessalonians.
因为在神的在主是没有是而又非的。
Because with the Lord there is no yes and no.
不是前书，是哥林多后书。
It is not 1 Thessalonians, but 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书那里是说到，我们的主不是是而又非的。
There it says our Lord is not yes and no.
那我们就是跟随随他的人。
So for us who follow him,
我们也不能是而又非的。
We cannot be yea and nay.
那从前我们怎么把主的话给你们？
How we have preached to you the word of God in the past.
你们头一次所接受主的话。
How you have received the word of the Lord in the beginning.
那一个是准确的。
That is what is accurate.
那一个是对的。
That is right.
如果以后有一些话来，
if there are other words to come,
和头一次传给你们的话不相符的话，
that is contrary to what we have previously preached to you.
你不要在那里受搞扰。
Do not be disturbed.
你所要认定的，
but what you have to be sure of,
是你头一次听见，
is what you have heard from the beginning, the word of God from the beginning.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank the Lord.
保罗在这一个地方。
In this place here, Paul,
it's
very clear.
把主自己的话语放在一个绝对的地位上。
He places the Lord's words in an absolute position.
他说无论有灵。
He said, not by spirit.
你说不要，你怎么可以不听他呢？
If it's by the spirit, how can you not listen to him?
因为是灵来说的话。
Because it is by the spirit.
灵来说的话。
And when the spirit comes to speak,
难道还有灵不是圣灵的吗？
Would there be a spirit that is not the Holy Spirit?
只要是灵就是圣灵。
If it is the spirit, it would be the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们没有这样的事情。
Brothers and sisters, no such thing.
你提到灵，
when you mention a spirit,
你必须要警觉，
you must be alert.
不是只有圣灵，
it is not only the Holy Spirit.
除了圣灵，
aside from the Holy Spirit,
还有邪灵，
there is the evil spirit.
除了圣灵，
aside from the Holy Spirit,
还有假冒的灵，
there are still false spirits.
所以你不要因为是有灵，是灵在那里说话，你就毫无保留地在那里听。
So not only if the spirit is speaking,then you would listen without any reservation.
弟兄姊妹，你留意约翰一书第四章怎么说？
Pay attention to 1 John chapter 4. What does it say?
他弟兄们啊，
it says, brethren,
一切的灵你不可以都信。
Do not believe in all spirits.
你必须要去试验。
But you must test the spirit.
看看那个灵是不是出于神的。
To discern if the spirit is of God.
如果那是灵不是出于神的，
if the spirit is not of God,
你不要管它是灵，
not just because it is spirit.
你要管的就是它是出于哪里，
but where is the spirit from?
如果不是出于神，
if it is not from God,
就是灵你也要拒绝。
Even if it is spirit, you must reject it.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这个是很严肃的问题。
That is a very serious matter.
撒旦常常给人的一个欺骗。
This is a deception of Satan quite often.
就是托圣灵的名来说话。
It is that in the name of the Holy Spirit it is spoken.
当然不是圣灵了。
Of course, it's not the Holy Spirit.
是假冒圣灵的。
It is a false spirit.
口口声声在那里说是圣灵。
They would say it is the Holy Spirit.
但事实上并不出于圣灵。
But the fact it is not of the Holy Spirit.
乃是出于敌对的灵。
It is of an opposition spirit.
所以保罗提醒。神的儿女们，
so Paul reminds the children of God,
如果有一些古里古怪的道理，
if there are some weird doctrine,
如果有一些跟神的话对不上来的道理，
if there are some doctrine that does not match the word of God,
你不要管他说的怎么的动听，
no matter how moving those words are,
你不要相信，
do not believe them,
你不要跟随，
do not follow them,
你不要给那些话来骚扰。
And do not allow for those words to disturb you.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你留意到保罗在这里说这个话的时候那一个严肃的情形。
Here as Paul speaking of these words, realize the severity.
我劝你们，
I urge you, whether by spirit,
有言语,
by word,
有我名的书信,
by a letter as from us,
说主的日子现在到了,
as that the day of Christ is at hand,
你们不要相信,
do not believe it,
也不要惊慌,
do not be frightened,
也不要受这个事情来搞扰,
do not be troubled,
不管人用什么法子,
no matter by what way,
不要给他骗了,
do not be deceived,
不要给他诱惑了,
do not be tricked,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters. We must take note of this. If we look at church history until today,
你看到每一个时刻都有杂冒的灵在那里, 不是冒着主的名说话, 就是冒着神所用的人来说话。
You can see throughout church history, every moment, either by a false spirit that speaks in the name of God or works through someone who is of God. And when these counterfeit things appear, in fact, they have deceived many. Even those who zealously love the Lord are deceived.
昨天回来的时候收到最近这一期的生命季刊。
And when I when I came home yesterday, I received an article.
看到里面有篇文章说到东方闪电的事情。
I read this article about a lightning from the east.
它说到两个很具体的事实。
It speaks of two very actual things.
两个姊妹,
two sisters.
她们都很热心追求主的。
They zealously pursue after the Lord.
也好像是在 弟兄姊妹们中间有一点 年长的味道的,
and it seems as if they were somewhat more mature in the midst of brothers and sisters.
结果也给东方闪电骗得过去了。
As a result, though, they were also deceived by this lightning from the east.
结果那个结局是什么呀?
What is the result?
结果弄到一个姊妹用自杀来结束自己。
One of the results is that one of the sisters have to commit suicide.
另外一个也弄得一塌糊涂。
And the other one was very, very confused.
弟兄姊妹你晓得,
brothers and sisters, you know,
在这个地方, 神给我们留意到一件事情。
Here, the Lord allows for us to realize one thing.
我们所跟随的,
what we follow,
我们所追求的,
who we follow,
是以 明白的神自己的真道来做依据的。
We have to use the true word of God as our foundation.
如果与主的真道不调和的,
if it does not match with the true word of the Lord,
那就不管那一句话说的怎么的动机,
regardless of how moving those words are,
我们没有理由要接受,
there's no reason for us to accept them. Not only do we have no reason to accept them, even so, we have to be very determined to oppose them,
拒绝的,
to reject them. Because these things can only trouble the heart of the children of God who follow after the Lord, so that we would not retreat from following the Lord,
也会让你从主的路上偏离,
that we will not depart away from the way of the Lord.
那所以保罗在这里就说到非常非常明确的一个要建立一个很准确的心思在神的面前。
So here Paul speaks of that we have to establish a very, very clear heart before the Lord.
那然后保罗就告诉他们,
and then Paul tells them,
那我们往下去看的时候,
if we read on,
我们就看到了,
we'll see.
别人说, 主的日子现在已到了,
if others say that the day of the Lord is at hand,
已经到了,
it has already come,
已经出现了,
it has already appeared,
你们不能在主的日子里头, 进到荣耀里, 就是你们,
if you cannot enter into glory in the day of the Lord, that is the proof that you have not been remembered by the Lord.
这个说起来也好像很能接受。
When you say this, it seems very acceptable.
因为我们承认我们跟随主在跟随主的路上, 并不是说从开头一直到终点, 我们都是那样的 坚强的。
Because when we look at ourselves in the way when we follow the Lord from the beginning to the end, not all times we're strong.
灵里是那样的强壮的。
That our spirit is not always strong.
尽我们一生的日子。
Throughout the days of our life,
我们常总是高高低低，高高低低的往前走。
We have peaks and valleys, ups and downs as we go forward.
当然，经过相当的年龄。
Of course, through some time,
我们稍微成熟一点。
We'll be somewhat mature.
那个种高高低低的光景就出现的比较不那么频密。
Those ups and downs will not be so close together.
但是在一个起初跟随主。的神的儿女们的身上。
But upon the children of God who are beginning to follow the Lord,
这一直出现的频率就很高的。
The period in between these ups and downs, they appear quite often.
帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹们不过几个月跟随主的功夫。
The church of the Thessalonians only are following the Lord only for a few months.
是他们灵里面的这种心思有起有伏，这个是我们完全能了领会的。
So it's completely understandable for us that in their spirit there are many ups and downs.
所以他们受影响，这个也的确可以了解。
So it's very understandable that they are affected in this way.
但是保罗说
，But Paul says，
你不要因那些事。受诱惑。
Not because of those that you're deceived.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为主来的日子以前。
Because before the day of the Lord.
一定有一些事情发生。
There must be some things that happen.
这些事情发生了。
And after these things happen.
你明确的看到了。
Then very clearly you can see.
然后你才知道。主的日子就快来。
After those happen, then the day of the Lord will come.
如果这些事情没有发生，
if these things don't happen,
主的日子要来还不是时候。
It is still not yet time for the day of the Lord.
那因此我们就要来注意了。
Then,
主的日子究竟是指着什么？
Then we have to take note, what is the day of the Lord pointing at?
弟兄，我们这里有一半人，有一半人。
There are half of us here
是参加刚刚从特会回来
that just returned from the conference.
在西征弟兄的交通的里面提到有两句话
Now in our brother Christian sharing, he mentioned this two times.
我不知道弟兄姊妹们有没有留意
I don't know, brothers and sisters don't know.
西征弟兄在哪里提啊
When did he mention?
我们不是等主的日子。
He said, we're not waiting for the day of the Lord.
我们是等候耶稣基督的日子。
We're waiting for the day of Christ Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，你说耶稣基督的日子和主的日子不是一件事情吗？
Then you question, isn't it the same thing, day of the Lord, day of Jesus Christ?
主不就是耶稣基督吗？
Isn't the Lord Jesus Christ?
耶稣基督不就是主吗？
Isn't Jesus Christ Lord?
既然耶稣基督就是主。
If Jesus Christ is Lord.
那主的日子就是耶稣基督的日子咯。
Then the day of the Lord is the day of Jesus Christ.
哦，弟兄姊妹，千万不要那么天真。
Brothers and sisters, do not be so naive.
主的日子和耶稣基督的日子
，the day of the Lord and the day of Jesus Christ
是不一样的。
They are different.
我们以前轻轻稍微提了一点提。
Previously, we have lightly made mention of this.
不过我们因为读到这个地方的时候
，but here because we read to this passage,
我们就要把它更要确定一下。
We have to be more sure of this.
弟兄姊妹，你记得
？Brothers and sisters, you remember?
耶稣基督的日子
，the day of Jesus Christ，
是为着神的儿女的。
It is for the children of God。
那是神的儿女被带进基督的荣耀里的。
It is when the children of God has been brought into the glory of God。
所以弟兄姊妹，你留意在圣经上面用到耶稣基督的日子这样的一个词啊。
So pay attention to this term when it's used in the Bible, the day of Jesus Christ.
都是说在那些神儿女们的身上。
It's spoken upon the children of God.
他必保守你直到耶稣基督的日子。
He'll keep you until the day of the Lord Jesus Christ.
你看，你留意，我现在我不 我们现在只是指出这个事实来。
Now I only first now point out the facts.
弟兄姊妹放在心思里。
Keep that in your heart.
以后你读经的时候你留意。
Then you pay attention when you read the Bible.
提到耶稣基督的日子。
When it mentions about day of Jesus Christ.
这个日子是直接对着神儿女们来说的。
It is speaking directly to the children of God.
如果不是神的儿女。
If it's not the children of God.
耶稣基督的日子与他没有关系的。
The day of Jesus Christ have nothing to do with them.
圣经上是这样明确的给我们看见。
It is very clear in this way in the Bible.
另外你从日子是相同的日子。
Now it is the same day.
因为主的日子跟耶稣基督的日子在时间上是重叠的。
Because the day of the Lord Jesus Christ and the day of the Lord, they overlap.
但是因为对象不同。
But because the object is different.
神用的那个词就不一样。
God uses different terms.
对神的儿女们,
to the children of God,
主降临在荣耀里显现的时候,
when the Lord returns, when He appears in glory,
那是耶稣基督的日子,
that is the day of the Lord Jesus Christ.
是神的儿女进到荣耀里去的时候,
that is when the children of God will enter into glory.
不单是圣经的那个字句, 是这样告诉我,
not only are the words told to us by the Bible in this way,
你就是从那个耶稣基督这四个主的名字上面你就晓得,
even from the word, the term of His name, you realize Jesus Christ.
耶稣就是拯救你的,
Jesus is to save you.
基督就是管理你的,
Christ is to rule over you.
要带你进他的荣耀去,
is to lead you into His glory.
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
我们所等候的是耶稣基督的日子。
The day we await for is the day of Jesus Christ.
那主的日子呢?
Then what about the day of the Lord?
如果从时间上来说,
if we look at the time itself,
它跟耶稣基督的日子是重叠在一起的。
They overlap each other.
但是主的日子,
but the day of the Lord,
有广义的。
It is more broad.
有狭义的,
there is something that's narrow.
广义的就是说那个时间是很漫长的。
When I say it is broad, it's because the time, the day of the Lord is a very long period of time.
狭义的,
now to be very narrow about it, speaks at the same time that the children of God received the day of Jesus Christ.
那主的日子是什么呢?
So what is the day of the Lord then?
主的日子就是, 主显出他的权柄在地上的那一个时刻。
The day of the Lord is the moment when God will manifest His authority upon the earth.
这一个权柄是审判的权柄。That
authority is the authority of judgment.
是追讨的权柄。It
is a chastening authority.
那所以我们看到,
so we see,
从狭义上来看, 主的日子,
when we look at the narrow meaning of day of the Lord,
那是主大灾难说的,
it speaks of the great tribulation.
从广义来说,
now we say from a broad sense,
那是说到从主降临一直到新天新地出现这一段时间,
it speaks of the period of time when the Lord returns and the period before the new heaven and new earth,
都称为主的日子。
That whole period is called the day of the Lord.
这个我们从彼得后书第三章上面我们很清楚地看到。
Now from 2 Peter, from Peter, the epistles of Peter chapter 3, you can see very clearly.
主的日子终结在新天新地的显出。
The day of the Lord ends when the new heaven and new earth appears.
说在新天新地显明出来以前, 那个都在主的日子这个范围里。
And so just before the new heaven and new earth appears, this whole period of time is in the day of the Lord.
那当然其中就包括,
of course, within that includes,
从正面的来说,
positively,
那是主在国度里边作王,
that is when the Lord reigns in the kingdom,
借着国度来彰显神的权柄,
and through the kingdom, God's authority is manifested.
从负面来说,
negatively,
从国度的开始到国度的终结,
from the beginning to the end of the kingdom,
都是透过两个审判来显出的,
it is manifested through two judgments.
国度的开始,
the beginning of the kingdom,
那是山羊和绵羊的审判,
it is the judgment between the sheep and the goats.
我们就称它为国度的审判。
Now we call that the judgment of the kingdom.
这个是对万民来说的。
This is to all nations.
而对以色列人呢,
to the Israelites,
也有一个以色列的审判。
There is also judgment of Israel.
那这个以色列的审判
This judgment of Israel
也是为着国度
is also for the kingdom.
那再有呢
And then
稍微早一点
before that
那是基督台前的审判这个是对教会的
That is the judgment of the judgment seat of Christ that is for the church.
是要把教会完全洁净到圣洁没有瑕疵可以与主一同降临在国度里头彰显王的权柄
That is the judgment so that the church can be purified holy without blemish so that they can appear in glory with the Lord to descend and rule in glory
那所以弟兄们你看到主的日子的起头是一连串的各种各样的审判
So you can see the beginning of the day of the Lord is a series of events that includes many judgments
然后等到国度的结束呢
And then at the end of the kingdom
那就是白色大宝座
That is the judgment of the great white throne
把一切都终结了
And they will put an end to all
感谢主
We thank the Lord
到这一切都终结了以后
When this comes to an end
旧天地就要过去
The old earth, heaven and earth will pass away
新地就来了
The new heaven and new earth will come
我们感谢神
We thank God
我们从彼得后书里头很明确地看到这一个主的日子的那一个内容。
From 2 Peter, we can clearly see the details of the day of the Lord.
那现在呢
？Now，
这里所说的主的日子呢
？The day of the Lord mentioned here，
就不是说到那个广义的。
It is not speaking of the broadness of that。
那是说到主的审判和追讨的。
It speaks of the judgment and chastening of the Lord。
就是说到那个灾难。
It speaks of the tribulation。
我们如果有时间去查考这个主的日子
Now if we have time to look into this day of the Lord
我们该是从旧约的先知的预言上面开始
We should begin
一直看到新约的
with the prophecy of the prophets in the Old Testament until the New Testament
我们回到帖撒罗尼迦后书来
Now if we come to 2 Thessalonians
当时有一种这样的道理
There is this doctrine at the time
说主的日子如今已经来了。
It says the day of the Lord has already come.
保罗说
Paul says, no, do not listen to those.
你不要听这些话。
Do not listen to those.
你必须要注意。
Must pay attention.
在这个日子显出来以前。
Before this day is manifested.
有好几个现象会出现的。
There are a few things, few phenomenons that will happen.
如果这几种现象没有出现。
If these things do not first happen.
那就主的日子还遥远。
It is still far away from the day of the Lord.
但是如果这些现象出现了呢
？But if these phenomena appear,
你就知道了。
Then you know,
主的日子就临近了。
The day of the Lord is near.
那么是什么事情
？So what are these things?
让主的日子不能在现在这个时候出现呢
？That make it impossible for the day of the Lord to be now.
那我说现在不仅是说帖撒罗尼迦后书当时的时候。
So when I say now, it's not only at the time of the Second Thessalonians at that time.
也说到我们现在。
But even now, our present time.
因为在这里提到好几件事情。
Because here it makes mention of few things.
我们看看究竟是什么事情。
Let's take note what they are.
头一件事情。
The first thing.
因为那日子以前。
Before that day,
有离道反教的事。
There is a falling away first.
当这个日子来到的时候
，Now before this day,
一定有背弃真道的事。
There first comes a falling away first.
弟兄姊妹要注意了。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
你说这个背弃真道。
When you say this falling away,
在整个教会历史的里边，不是平平密密的没有停止过吗
？Throughout church history, don't you see this happening all the time?
有些是跟就不要主了。
Some don't want the Lord.
不跟随主了。
They don't follow the Lord.
有些嘛用别的那个道理来代替主的真道了。
Some use other doctrine to take the place of the true word of God.
甚至是保留主的名字，而把另外的一些内容来放进去
Even to a point to keep the name of the Lord put in other contents.
的确在教会里的历史的里边那个背弃真道的事情是没有停止过。
Yes, throughout church history, there are so many incidences when they are not following the truth.
但是弟兄姊妹你留意。
But brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这里说到必有离道反教的事。
Here, when it says a falling away first,
不是指着某时某地
It is not speaking of a certain place, a certain time.
乃是指着全地普遍的都发生这种情形。
But it speaks of all the world throughout the land. This is very common.
而这一种情形在全地同相同的时间里头出现了。
This condition appears throughout the land at the same time.
我们很清楚地看得见。
Very clearly we can see.
教会历史的里边有许许多多离道反教的事。
Throughout church history, there are many those who fall away from the Lord.
但是你看到那是局部的。
But you see, they're very partial.
你最低限度我们说。
At the very least, we say.
在哥罗西书的里那一个日子。
In the days of Colossians.
就有一些离道反教的事情很明显的。显出来。
There are very evident things, evidence of falling away.
但是那只是限于哥罗西。
But that's only restricted to Colossae.
在以弗所没有受影响。
Ephesus was not affected.
在腓立比没有受影响。
In Philippi was not affected.
那是只是仅仅限于哥罗西的那一个地区。
It was merely excluded to the area of Colossae.
那所以这个不是这里所说的离道反教。
So here, that is not the falling away mentioned here.
这里所提的离道反教。
The falling away here.
乃是全地的。
Speaks of the entire land.
普遍的。
It is very common.
都是那样子的。
It is all like that.
哎，你说以前。
You say before.
在中国那个政治局面改变的时候，不是有大批大批的基督徒放弃。信仰吗?
In China, when the political situation was about to change, then many Christians forsake their belief.
是有大批。
Yes, there's a large group.
但是那个大批的里头有好几种成分。
But that large group have many different levels.
绝大部分根本是与神没有关系的，他们只有基督教。而没有基督了。
Most of them have Christianity but no Christ, and so most of them have nothing to do with God.
只有少部分是有基督的。
Only a small part of them have Christ.
所以就算这个部分全都倒下去。
And so even if the entire group of those who have Christ, they all fell.
还是少数。
It is still few in number.
还是局部。
It is still partial.
因为在这些人倒下去的时候。
Because as they fell.
还有相当相当大部分的神的儿女们坚持站立在主的面前。
There are still so many children of God who hold firm to stand firm before God.
是局部。
So it's still very partial.
但这里所说的。
But here.
乃是全地都是这样。
It is that all the land is like that.
东方西方。
Whether you're in the east, in the west.
不管你在欧洲、亚洲、美洲。
Whether in Europe, in Americas, or in Asia.
普遍的就是人都在那里说主的道不能再
It is very common.
主的道不能再跟随。
Very common that they cannot follow the Lord's words. They cannot accept the words, Lord's words.
他们不一定是因为无神的思想而影响他们。
It may not be because they're atheists that they affect their thoughts.
我相信绝大部分是世界的吸引，让他们这样背弃主。
I personally believe that is the attraction of the world that allow for them to forsake the Lord.
现在我们已经稍微看到这种迹象的出现了。
Now we can even see traces of this nowadays.
你看到许许多多称为跟随主的，称为基督徒的团体。
So when you see so many professed Christian organizations,
在他们中间你很难看到基督。
It's very hard to see Christ amongst them.
你看不见那个带领的路是朝向基督。
And you cannot see the way which it is they are guided is toward Christ.
你在这些团体的里头。
So in those groups.
你所看见的都是世界。
What you see is all the world.
你在这些团体里面所接触的。
And in these groups, what you encounter.
都是把你领到世界的当中去跟世界调在一起。
Lead you to the world, to be mixed together with the world.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
但是现在还不是很普遍。
But it's not very common now.
这种迹象是已经出来。
Now the traces are there.
还不到那个地步。
But it is not to the condition where it is common. So the Lord says,
在那主的日子来到以前,
before the day of the Lord,
你要看到那个离道反教,
you must first see a falling away.
那现在我们就回过头来想,
so now when we reflect,
我们读启示录的时候,
when we read Revelation,
我们读到那个灾难的起头啊,
when we read the beginning of the tribulation,
头一件事是什么?
What is the first thing?
一个骑在白马上的,
is someone on a white horse.
他在那里胜了又要胜,
and he overcomes and overcomes again.
他拿着弓,
He has a bow.
却没有箭。
Yet without an arrow.
但是却是胜了又要胜。
Yet he overcomes and overcomes.
那是什么呢？
What is that?
当然有各种各样的解说。
Of course, there are many, many interpretations.
但是我们读的时候。
But as we read.
我是跟弟兄姊妹说出我的感觉。
I share with brothers and sisters my thoughts.
我认为那一个既然是列在那个灾难的那个内容的范围里。
I believe that since it is listed amongst the tribulation,
那就是一种灾难。
That is a tribulation itself.
那是什么灾难呢？
What tribulation is that?
那是思想受毒害的灾难。
That is a tribulation where your mind and thought is poisoned.
什么思想呢？那里没有说了。
It did not say what kind of mind and thought.
反正是骑白马的。
But it's on a white horse.
这个骑白马的和主骑白马很像的。
Now it seems very similar to our Lord being on a white horse.
弟兄姊妹，就你慢慢的去体会。
Brothers and sisters, you'll understand it.
这样的一种思想的腐蚀。
Now, this kind of corruption in your mind.
一定是无神的。
Is may not be atheist.
非常大可能是宗教性的。
It very well can be religious.
宗教性的思想腐蚀。
Now, it can be a decay of your religious thought.
那就造成一种现象。
So it gives you this phenomenon.
大批大批的，普普遍遍的。
So large group of those who are very common that they would fall away.
那另外还有
And then,
就是那个大罪人显现
It says that great man of sin must first appear.
那个大罪人就是沉沦之子
That great man of sin is the son of perdition.
这是指定的一个人的
It is one particular person.
不是说普遍的情形的
Now it's not a common situation.
是说到那个时候有一个人出来
But it speaks at that time there's this person who will appear.
这一个人是大罪人
This person is the great man of sin.
我们读英文圣经就很清楚留意到
And so in the English translation it's very clear.
你留意到我们弟兄怎么念那个
How did our brother read that?
这个人
This man
属于罪的
He is of sin.
这个人
This man
This man.
That man. Brothers and sisters realize it is that man. It's not any man. It speaks of that man. Not any other. But that man. He is the great man of sin.
那个大罪人是谁呢?
So who is he?
从上文我们晓得,
we can see then.
这个是敌基督,
he is the Antichrist.
这一个是明打着基督的旗号，但他却是敌基督。
He has the banner of Christ, but he is the Antichrist.
他说他是基督，但他是假的。
He says he is the Christ, but he is false.
那是由这个假的基督出现。
Now that false Christ appears.
那如果你看到打假的基督出现
，And so when you see that false Christ appear,
你会看到主的日子。就要来。
Then you will realize the day of the Lord is coming.
如果这个敌基督没有出现
，before that Antichrist appears，
那主的日子还不能来。
The day of the Lord cannot come.
那这是第二件事情。
So that is the second thing.
那底下就提到这个敌基督的那个记号。
It speaks of the sign of this Antichrist. Then
说到他是抵挡主。
He opposes God and he exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped. So that he as God sitteth in the temple of God. Now that's the activity of the Antichrist. That is also his manifestation. Then brothers and sisters you say, doesn't this also appear in history before?
一点都不错。
That's true.
但是不是这个敌基督。
But it's not this Antichrist.
弟兄姊妹你留意。
Pay attention, brothers and sisters.
在约翰一书里，帖撒罗尼迦后书就说敌基督还在前头。
It says here in 2 Thessalonians that the Antichrist is still ahead.
但是约翰一书第二章。
But in 1 John chapter 2,
约翰就在那里说
John says there
那个敌基督的已经在世上了
That there are many antichrists already present
哎呀这就把我们搞糊涂了
And so that confuses us
读帖撒罗尼迦后书
In 2 Thessalonians
敌基督还在前头
The antichrist is still before us
读约翰一书
In 1 John
就说敌基督已经来了
There are many antichrists already here
那你不是这样说吗你们听说他要来
It says in 1 John, you say that he will, you hear that he will come already. Actually, he is here.
那究竟是怎么回事?
So what does that mean?
是帖撒罗尼迦说的话准确，还是帖撒，还是约翰一书说的话准确?
Are the words correct in 2 Thessalonians or in 1 John?
那弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
两处都准确。
They are both correct.
因为两处是讲不同的两件事情。
Because they're both speaking of different things.
你要是把它搞成一件事情，就难怪我们自己有点混
乱。If you make them both the same things, of course we're confused.
我刚才我为什么一直盯着那个 dead man 呢?
And why do I always specifically point at that man?
有些经文就是 the man 呢?
Yeah, because some translation says the man.
不管是怎么样，那个冠词是一直指着某特定的某一个人。
But regardless, the article is also pointing specifically at that man.
这个是敌基督。
That is the Antichrist.
本人。
Himself.
那约翰一书的呢?
In 1 John.
他不是说敌基督。
It does not speak of the Antichrist.
有种你留意到。
Pay attention.
我们中文就翻成敌基督敌。
It says many Antichrists.
弟兄姊妹们，那里是很多的。
Brothers and sisters, there are many there.
不是一个。
It is not one.
但中文把那个翻译呢
？But in the Chinese translation,
就翻的很有意思了。
It's very meaningful.
他们这些人
，these people，
不是是做着敌基督的事。
They do the things of the Antichrist.
他们不是敌基督。
But they're not that Antichrist.
他们却是敌基督敌。
But they belong to the Antichrist.
你可以说他们是敌基督的人。
And so you can say they're the people belonging to the Antichrist.
他们是敌基督的手下。
And so they're the followers of the Antichrist.
他们是敌基督的那个集团。
And so they're the group of the Antichrist.
这个是敌基督。
There's the Antichrist.
这批是敌基督的。
And there's the group that follow the Antichrist.
这个是一个人。
That's one man.
这里是一个团体。
And one group.
那丢这么你看到这个区
别。Brothers and sisters, you can see the difference.
那所以不要让这些来搞乱我们的心思。
So do not allow for these to trouble our thought.
我们留意帖后这里所提的。
Here in 2 Thessalonians.
是提到那一个敌基督出现。
It speaks of that Antichrist.
他一出现的时候。
When he appears.
他就把一切，我笼统这样说，所有的宗教的那些内容都取消。
Now I'll somewhat to summarize that when he appears, he'll take away and cancel all the religious substance.
他以他自己来作为所有宗教的内容。
That he himself puts himself as the substance of all religion.
要叫所有的宗教都根据他。
So that all religion would follow him.
要叫所有的宗教都依附他。
So all religion would follow him.
而他呢?
And him.
因为也是宗教。
On the one hand, he is religion.
借用宗教的那个形式。
Now I use the term this form. He is in the form of religion. On the other hand,
那又是那一个时候地上的那一个政权的首领。
At that time, he is also the political leader of the earth.
是政教合在一身的。
And so it is the church and the state together.
那这个是敌基督。
It's religion and the politics together. That's the Antichrist.
他不是纯宗教。
He is not all religion.
但是却是借着宗教的形式来表达他自己。
But he uses the form of religion to express himself.
在那一个时候。
At that time.
抵挡神的宗教性的还有一个叫做假先知。
Those who oppose God, that is in a religious form, there's also the false prophet.
那是启示录里面所提到的另外的一个兽。
And that is another beast that's mentioned in Revelation.
但这里不是说另外的那个兽。
It's not speaking on that beast here.
是说这个从地里出上来的那个兽。
But here speaking of the beast from the land.
而我们留意到这些事情。
And so when we pay attention to
these
things,
那他自高自大到一个什么情形呢?
How boastful is he?
把所有的神都压下去。
And so he suppresses all gods.
他自己称自己为神。
He exalts himself as God.
他说甚至
even to a point,
进到神的殿里。
That he sits in the temple of God.
自称是神。
Showing himself that he is God.
当然他不是。
Of course he's not.
但他称自己为神。
But he call himself God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
在主的日子来到以前。
Before the day of the Lord comes.
这些事情一定出现。
These things will appear.
那现在。
Now.
大罪人不能出现。
The son of the man, that man of sin cannot appear.
他只能差遣他的手下来捣乱。
He can only send his followers to cause disturbances.
他自己却没有。 显明出来的条件。
He himself is not qualified to be manifested.
为什么他不能显在这个时候显露显明出来
？Why is it that he cannot appear now?
帖撒罗尼迦后书就给我们看见。
Second Thessalonians shows us.
因为有一个拦阻他的。
Because there's one who hinders him.
他叫他不能出现。
That he cannot yet appear.
不给他有条件出现。
That he cannot be qualified to appear.
而保罗又提醒。帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹。
And Paul reminds the Thessalonian brethren again.
这个拦阻他的是谁呢？
Who is he who hinders him?
你们知道。
You know him.
一直要等到这个拦阻他的拿走了。
Only when this hindrance is taken away.
我们中文圣经呢，翻成等到那拦阻的被除去就给我给人有容易产生一个错觉。
Now in the Chinese translation is can be misleading because it says until he is taken out.
应该是翻的比较柔和一点。
Now it should be more gentle in the translation.
或者说是被拿开。
Or maybe he is removed or taken away.
或者说是被带走。
Or that he is removed or taken away.
而是柔和一点，就没有那么容易产生错觉。
And so to be more gentle in the translation would not be so misleading.
那我们要留意的。
So we have to take note then.
敌基督既然是那样厉害的。
Since the Antichrist is so powerful.
因为他那里说到他是怎么样呢？
What does it say about him here?
他是在底下就说到啊，他能行各样的异能神迹。
Here it says that he can do many signs and lying wonders.
和一些虚假的奇事。
He has power and signs and lying wonders.
他有那样大的属灵的能力的。
He has so much spiritual power.
当然这个能力是邪恶的。
Of course, this power is evil.
那我们就会问了。
Then we might ask.
他有这样大的那个能力。
Since he has so much great powers.
谁能拦阻他呢？
Who can hinder him?
谁能与他对抗呢？
Who can oppose him?
并且对抗到一个地步。
To a point.
他没有办法在现在出现呢。
That he cannot be revealed in this time.
那按照他的心思当然喜欢马上就要显露出他的本相。
Of course.
他的光景来了。
Of course, the Antichrist want to manifest himself right away.
但是有谁能有这样大的权柄呢？
But who is able, has such great authority to hinder him? Those who read the Bible,
都指出,
they all point out,
有两个意见。
They have two thoughts.
一部分弟兄就以为,
part of the brethren think,
这个是教会。
This is the church.
教会在地上是阻挡了敌基督的出现。
That the church hinders the appearance of the Antichrist.
一部分的弟兄说，
And some of the brethren say,
这个是圣灵。
This is the Holy Spirit.
只有圣灵才能对付这个邪恶的灵。
That only the Holy Spirit can deal against the evil spirit.
但其实这两个说法都是一个。
But in fact, these two sayings should be one.
从前我们不能不承认我们基督徒的那个心思有些时候的确是不够宽广的。
Of course, we must confess sometimes the heart of Christians are not as broad.
常常自相残杀。
And that we would devour one another.
就为了这两个是圣灵或者是教会就吵个不休。
And so just for these two issues, whether it's the Holy Spirit or the church, that they will argue and argue.
我从前也很喜欢吵的。
Previously, I also like to debate and argue.
不过现在觉得真是没有意思。
Now I feel truly that it's meaningless.
因为主把我们那个眼睛给打开的时候。
Because if the Lord opens our eyes, you'll see.
是教会。
It's the church.
但是却是圣灵在教会里。
But it is the Holy Spirit in the church.
教会也是在圣灵。
And the Holy Spirit is also in the Holy Spirit. The church is also in the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是住在教 是内住在教会里。
The Holy Spirit dwells in the church.
因为圣灵是内住在我们每一个神的儿女们里面。
Because the Holy Spirit dwells in all of us, we are the children of God.
圣儿女们的聚合就是教会吗？
And the corporate body of the children of God is the church, though the Spirit is in the church. If you turn it around,
圣灵也是在圣灵里。
And the church is also in the Spirit.
如果这样是神的儿女们不在灵里,
if the children of God is not in the Spirit,
你根本就没有办法能显明那个准 真实的教会的那个见证和实体。
There's no way for us to manifest the testimony or the actuality of the church.
我们都从一个圣灵受浸成了一个身体。
That we have been all baptized in one spirit to become one body.
就会在圣灵里。
The Holy Spirit is in the church.
没有必要去吵架。
The church is in the Holy Spirit. There's no debate.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你看他是圣灵。
You say it's the Holy Spirit?
对的。
It's right.
你看他是教会,
he says the church.
也没有错,
there's no wrong in that.
因为圣灵和教会,
because the Holy Spirit and the church
是合在一起的,
they are united.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
这里很显然给我们看到,
here apparently
回应上文,
it echoes the previous text.
论到你们, 我们的主降临, 和我们到他那里去聚集,
as to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together unto him.
在这个事情发生以前,
before this happens,
一定要有这些事,
these other things must happen.
那这些事是所以现在不能出现,
now these things cannot yet appear.
乃是因为教会在哪里,
it's because the church is there.
乃是圣灵在教会里面做工,
it's because the Holy Spirit is working in the church.
用着教会来显明属灵的权柄,
to use the church to manifest the spiritual authority.
挡住 敌基督不让他出头,
as an obstacle so the Antichrist cannot appear.
但是等到有一天,
but one day,
教会被提了,
when the church is raptured,
教会被接到荣耀里去了,
when the church has been received in glory,
这一个敌基督出现的拦阻挠开了,
then this obstruction for the Antichrist to appear is removed, then he will come.
那所以弟兄姊妹你就留意到了,
then brothers and sisters, you see,
如果有人说主的日子现在已经来了,
if someone tell you the day of the Lord has already come,
你说怎么可以来呢?
You say, how's that possible?
教会还在地上,
the church is still on earth.
神的儿女还留在地上,
the children of God is still on earth.
他怎么能来呢?
How can he come?
他不能来,
he cannot come.
主的日子就还没有到,
then the day of the Lord has not yet appeared.
所以,
so,
你们不管有人, 有灵, 有言语, 有我的名的书信说, 主的日子现在已经来了,
whether by spirit or by word or a letter as from us, that the day of the Lord is at hand.
你们不要惊慌,
do not be troubled,
也不要受他诱惑,
do not be deceived.
你们要看见,
you must first see,
神的是那个安排是这样,
this is the arrangement of God.
有秩序的,
there is an order.
必须等到教会成熟了,
only when the church is mature,
教会被提了,
the church is raptured,
地上的事情才进入那个主的日子,
then the things of the earth, then the days of the earth will enter into the day of the Lord.
那因此你们应该非常非常的安息在主的信实里,
therefore you should rest peacefully in the faithfulness of the Lord.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
这实在是神 好大的怜悯,
indeed, this is a great mercy of God.
他不答应我们受一些不准确的话来欺骗,
he does not allow for us to be deceived by inaccurate words.
所以他说话把仇敌一切的诡计都堵在神儿女们的心思以外,
and so when he speaks, he will cut off all the words that are of the enemy outside of the heart of his children.
但是问题在,
but the issue is,
神的儿女里面是不是丰丰富富的存着神自己的话?
Is it true that all the children of God then can abundantly store the word of God in their hearts?
我们仰望主的怜悯,
we look to the Lord's mercy,
吸引我们更多的爱慕主的话,
that he'll draw us to desire and love the word of God.
也把主的道丰丰富富的藏在心里,
that we would also abundantly store, richly store the word of God in our heart.
这样一面是扶持我们向前奔跑,
then on the one hand, that will support us to run forward.
一面也保护我们, 不受仇敌的欺骗。
And on the other hand, will protect us not to be deceived by the enemy.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他的话就是这样的宝贝。
His word is so precious in this way.
指引我们准确的行走在他的路上。
It directly leads us to walk on His way.
我想我们晚上就交通到这里。
I think we'll end our sharing here tonight.
但愿主继续把他的话赏赐给我们。
May the Lord continue to give us His words.